Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you know that Jesus likes pretty things? He does because he made them. And he made them beautiful, beautiful things for us. One thing that's both pretty and fun are bubbles. Who likes bubbles? I do. My kids do. You can have bubbles in your bath. You can blow bubbles through a straw. Or you can blow bubbles outside and watch them float up into the air. Let's sing together. Bubbles.
Bubbles, bubbles, I like to play with bubbles. Jesus must write pretty things because he made a bubble. Bubbles, bubbles, I like to play with bubbles. Jesus must write pretty things because he made a bubbles.
Prayer is so important. It's how we talk to God. And God always hears our prayers. In our story that we're going to hear today, Daniel whispers a prayer and God hears him. Let's sing. Whisper a prayer.
Whisper a prayer in the morning. Whisper a prayer at noon.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am the biggest kind of cat in the whole world. I live in jungles. I am orange with black stripes. But sometimes I'm white with black stripes. What am I?
Tiger.
A tiger. Question 2. I am the fastest land animal. And I can even run to keep up with cars on a freeway. I climb trees. I have lots of spots on my fur. What am I?
Cheetah.
A cheetah. Last one. I am called King of the Jungle. I am a yellowish brown color. I have a mane of hair all around my head and I roar. What am I?
Lion.
A lion. These three animals are all part of the big cat family and are big and dangerous. Our story today is about a time when Daniel spent a night in a lion's den. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would teach us how to live for you as we hear our Bible story. In Jesus' name, amen. We have been learning about who lately? Daniel. In this story, a new king ruled the country where Daniel lived. The new king liked Daniel very much. He liked Daniel so much that he made him his most important helper. Do you like to be a helper in the home? My girls do. The king's other helpers were jealous. They wanted to be the most important. You know, sometimes we do that too. We try to be first or always get the best. What would that look like? Maybe it's, I want to eat first. Or I want the biggest strawberry. Or I want to get to choose the book. When really we should be letting others have turns too. They tried to find something wrong with Daniel. But they couldn't. Daniel didn't seem to make any mistakes. The king's helpers thought of another idea. Let's ask the king to make a new law The new law will say that everyone must worship the king for 30 days, and anyone who prays to someone else will be thrown into the lion's den. These bad men knew that Daniel prayed to Jesus 3 times a day. They didn't think that Daniel would obey the new law, and then if he didn't, the king would have to throw him into the lion's den. Were they being kind? Not at all. The king was proud, and so he signed the law. He forgot that Daniel, his most important helper, prayed to Jesus, so he signed the new law. Do you know how this made the bad men feel? Oh, they were so happy. They went and they watched to see if Daniel would still pray to Jesus. What would Daniel do? Would he pray to Jesus and be thrown in the lion's den? Or would he just stop praying for 30 days? What should he do? Sure enough, they saw Daniel praying 3 times that very first day. And they hurried off to tell the king, "King, king, Daniel's not obeying your law." The king tried to save Daniel, but he couldn't change the law, not even his own law. "I'm so sorry, Daniel," the king said. "Maybe your God will save you." Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. The king felt so sad. He didn't want to eat. He didn't want to sleep. He didn't even want to listen to music that night. Did the king make a good decision to have Daniel thrown into the lion's den? No. Sometimes we make bad choices. What should we do? We should tell Jesus and ask for his help to make things better. Early the next morning, the king got out of bed and he went straight to the lion's den. "Daniel," the king called, "did your God save you?" "Yes," Daniel answered. "My God has sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth." The king was so happy. Daniel was alive. Jesus sends his angels to watch over us and keep us safe too. A lion's den is not a safe place to be. But Daniel was faithful and God helped him. Isn't that wonderful? Do you think Daniel kept on praying to Jesus 3 times every day after that? Oh, yes. Will Jesus send his angels to keep us safe too when we honor him? Of course he will. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Daniel 6:22. "My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth." Point your finger up to heaven. "My God sent his angel." You can wave your arms up and down like angel wings. And clap your hands together for "shut the lion's mouth." Daniel 6:22. Let's try it together. "My God,
my God
sent his
magic
angel,
angel
and shut the lion's mouth." Daniel 6:22. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Help us learn.
Help us learn.
To trust you.
Trust you.
Like Daniel did.
And Daniel, yes.
We know you love us.
We know you love us.
And we love you too.
I love you too.
Amen.
Amen.
Our closing song today is "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus."
"Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. to download today's coloring picture, and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.